when dealing with the Postal Service, it's never clear about what they're intending to do and their responsibility in terms of being transparent and notifying the community, unions, elected officials about what they're doing. I can tell you, as a matter of fact, our union was not notified of anything taking place with a Bronx GPO in recent months. What they did is they went ahead and they wrote a letter to Bronx Borough President talking about discussing this possibility. And what they then did is they posted the letter on the post office. They never actually followed up to make an appointment to speak with the Borough President Diaz in the Bronx. They just posted this letter, and that's how people began to find out about it. A blogger wrote about it last week, and from that some other media picked up, and we, like everybody else, heard about what seems to be a proposed plan to sell the Bronx GPO at 149th Street in the Grand Concourse, this, you know, landmark building with great murals that were put up during the WPA and servicing the Melrose community. They're going to have some kind of an announcement they're going to make about their plans, maybe a hearing. We don't know if people are going to actually have a chance to talk. That's scheduled for Bronx GPO on Wednesday, February 6th, 10:30. The community and the workers will be having a rally to save Bronx GPO at 9:30, February 6th. That's on the Grand Concourse at 149th Street. To protest this, this is just another attack on the Bronx community, on the Melrose community in the Bronx, and the postal workers to shut this landmark building that serves an entire community with no real notice or input from the community whatsoever.
I understand that there was some issue that came up during Hurricane Sandy. Could you maybe clarify what happened there? Because I heard that there were a lot of delays in people getting their mail because of the changes that had been made at the Bronx post office.
The Bronx itself wasn't affected by it, but their mail delivery was really affected because the processing of their mail, rather than taking place in the Bronx, now takes place at the Morgan facility, which is located south of 30th Street. So the Morgan facility had no electricity. There was no way that the machines could run. There was parts of it were flooded, so there was no mail delivery. Actually, this is one of the arguments we made when they wanted to close the Bronx facility, that if anything happened in Morgan, you would be able to do the work in the Bronx because you have an ongoing mail processing facility there. So the Bronx, even though it wasn't impacted directly as other neighborhoods were by Hurricane Sandy, their mail was really hurt because it had to be trucked into Manhattan to a facility that wasn't operable and then brought back so people didn't get mail for days. Mm-hmm. And that's just another, you know, example of cutting back on mail service, the impact that it has on people. The post office, originally, when they eliminated mail processing in the Bronx, or were planning to, told the people of the Bronx, the 1.4 million people who live in the Bronx, don't worry, your mail service won't be affected. But it has been affected, and it's been affected drastically.
We have heard for many, many months, if not years, since these consolidations were first proposed, your argument that this was a manufactured crisis. Can you clarify exactly what happened there? Why is the post office in this situation now?
Well, there are two major factors. One, the most recent one, took place in 2006 when the lame duck Congress then, the Republican Congress, signed into law by George W. Bush the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act, which basically had three parts to it. One, it forced the Postal Service, the only government agency, private or public corporation or organization in the country, to fully pre-fund future retirees' health benefits for the next 75 years and to do it within a 10-year period. This meant that the Postal Service, every September 30th, had to write a check to the U.S. Treasury for $5.5 billion. What company, what country could afford to do that? That was placed on the Postal Service. No one else has to do it. So, say, in 2008, when they said the Postal Service, the first year, oh, the Postal Service lost $2.8 billion, it lost $2.8 billion because it had to spend $5.6 billion to pay the Treasury. So that's what we talk about, a manufactured crisis. If it wasn't for these mandates that Congress put on the Postal Service, even with email, even with the financial collapse in 2008, the post office would be fine.
I know you gave it before, but can you tell us when and where you will be having the a rally on Wednesday?
Okay, the rally will take place at 9:30. That's this Wednesday, February 6th, on the Grand Concourse at 149th Street, right in front of Bronx GPO. That'll be from 9:30 to 10:30, and then 10:30, we're all going to go in and hopefully get to speak on this, or at least hear what the Postal Service is trying to ram that through the people of the Bronx. You know, the same people of the Bronx, they're going to close 34 post offices in New York City, 17 in the Bronx, and Bronx GPO wasn't even on that list.